playing the game, you don't actually have to talk to other people.
No.
It's just you wander around, you see other people playing the same game as you, and you ask them, oh, what have you found here? Have you found a decent Pokemon? Have you found a rare Pokemon? And they say, yeah, we found something over there, found something over there. Plus, we're the game. Yes, three teams in it. Plus, if you meet someone else on the same team, you can work together to help take a gin that might be too hard for you on your own.
Okay. So why do you love it so much? Why do people love it so much?
Well, I personally enjoy it because I've enjoyed Pokemon since it came out back in the 90s. But I think I'm enjoying it so much because there's so many people playing it. It's brought a sense of, I don't know, community back to a world where a lot of people just spend most of the time indoors or don't like to spend time, or rather spend time playing games with each other but from a distance. This brings it back to the days where you used to have come together to play games, communicate, talk and have a good time.
Yeah, that's it. Because when you're younger, I suppose, and even up until recently, until this has come out, you often see children in front of the computer screens, at home, not going out. So this is sort of a way of encouraging perhaps kids to get out and people to get out.
Yeah, I'd say the same. Because children now are going out more. They're walking because part of the game you have to walk to hatch eggs, you have to walk to find the Pokemon. It's quite it's a nice thing to see.
Do you think it's a craze or do you think it is around for a while?
I do think it'll be around for a while. I do think it will drop slightly, but there will still be a large player base around, people playing it, people going around.
UK Power Networks have also sort of come out and said, you know, make sure people don't get into power lines and things like that because these are dangerous areas. Again, can you see their sort of concerns as well?
I can see their concerns, but the way the game's set up is to stay away from areas such as that. Like I said, it's mostly landmarks that are around. So it's quite well known areas that people can easily get to, not something difficult where you have to cross a train track or such.
Right, okay, so sort of they're just putting a warning out.
It's more of a warning, not just a complaint, I'd say.
Yeah.
So I do agree with what they're saying.
Yeah. And where's your favourite place to go? Have you come across any particular places in Kent or around Medway?
Riverside Country Park in Raynham and Rochester High Street. To me, those are the best places around here.